I was very young. I was only 27. And I quit my job as a nurse right then and there, and mainly to stay home with my children. Finding a different path in life and went into finding humor as a survival tool, which it really I consider it. If you can find laughter in something, you've got it made. And I wasn't finding much laughter for many, many years after the loss of my husband. It was tough trying to raise two kids by myself. So I just, I don't know what I did to survive except relied on my mom and the Lord, to be honest with you. And they were my salvation as far as raising those two boys. When I did find the opportunity or the chance to turn to something for as a survival skill, it was humor. And I was working at that time at St. Luke's Regional Medical Center. Not so much as a nurse, but in other capacities. I was working with what's called the Lifeline Program. That's a home emergency system. And I was working in, as far as working with juniors. These were young preteen and teenagers. So I was asked by one of the other employees at St. Luke's if I would mind going and giving speeches where the hospital had subcontracted to businesses. Usually on their noon hour, they would have some sort of a health-type program. So I was asked if I would do that for them, and the subject had to be on stress relief and humor. As a Toastmaster at that time, I guess that's why they asked me. So I liked this person who asked me, and I didn't want to turn her down, so I said, I think I can do that. So I started actually, searching, researching everything I could on humor in the workplace and the stress relief.
What have you seen firsthand? How does humor affect our health and our well-being?
Wow, that's a wonderful question. Humor is probably the best stress reliever there is. It's people who can't laugh, people who can't find humor. We actually have a name for those. And I can tell you it's called being humor impaired. And believe it or not, but there are people who are definitely humor impaired. Maybe you know some.
Don't name them. I think we all do.
Yes, we do.
What or whom inspires you and why?
That's the Almighty. If you don't have Him in your life, what do you have? I mean, He's the reason I am the way I am today. I can laugh and smile easily because He's in my soul, He's in my heart. I just pity people who don't have that. And there's a lot of them, I think, out there that find it difficult to smile and to find the positive things in life. So He's given me that ability. He's given me that gift.
Jenny, you've had some really interesting interactions with people in the world of humor, like Patch Adams. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, boy, did I ever. I had 12 days with that man. He is something else. Patch, what an opportunity it was to spend those 12 days in his presence. I learned so much. Yes, that's another blessing because I was chosen out of all of the healthcare professionals that he could have chosen to accompany him to the Republic of China. And he only chose 44 of us. He wanted professionals. He wanted those who were so-called, quote, experts in humor. And I was received a letter from him and immediately accepted it. My 12 days in the company of 44 other health professionals who are and still probably are interested in the benefits of humor and laughter and positive thinking and all those good things changed my life tremendously. it was just like every day I was getting stronger and stronger in feeling the power of just a simple act of smiling. So I do benefit Patch Adams for that.
You have a somewhat newer book that you want to talk about today, Laugh Your Lips Off. Now that sounds like fun. You've got, looks like some wax lips.
I do. I have those with me when I go out and do my speaking presentations. We always are asked, at first we were asked, can I have a nose? And so I gave many, many red noses away. And then I was told you probably could do better by just going ahead and selling those. People a lot of times don't want to ask for a free one, so maybe they'll buy one. So I have a big supply of red clown noses, and believe me, they are in demand. The red lips, I think I use those in my presentation. In fact, I still do when I'm talking about my props that I use while I'm speaking. And the red lips, wax lips, you probably all remember those. Maybe you're too young. I don't know. Anyway, so then they asked, could I buy some? Could I have some? So then we do have red lips with us wherever we go. And people just love them and buy them, give them for gifts. It's a collection of my favorite humor stories. Some of them very, very true. In fact, a lot of them are true. And so that's where the Laugh Your Lips Off came in. That's a fun book, strictly a fun book. All of the jokes in that book are clean.
That is refreshing, I must say.
I thought you would think so.
We've been speaking this morning with Jenny Herrick, who is a graduate of the oldest clown college in the United States. She's a CLL, Certified Laughter Leader, and motivational speaker, and a member of Toastmasters, among her many accolades. She has authored two books, You Laugh, I'll Drive, and Laugh Your Lips Off. I'm Gretchen Gondek for FM 90.